This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I'm going to go through and break down the Enneagram a bit today. The whole goal of this, I'm going to do a mini-series, which I haven't done for a little while, and I'm going to go through the Enneagram today as a concept, as a model, why I use it, and where it's actually used in my book as well. And then I'm going to go through, over the next 9 episodes, each type. So there's 9 types, and use each episode as an opportunity to go through and delve in and explain a lot more about that type. So, the book that I'm writing, Minding Yourself, which you can pre-order on Amazon or the Book Depository, by the way, goes through and has these 3 areas of what I call the Health IQ Map, right? And so the Health IQ Map is basically the 3 areas that the components that make up our health IQ, which is to get a better understanding of how food movement and our thoughts affect our life. And so one of those areas, so we move mind and mouth. The mind part was going, initially it was like, how do I help people establish the ability to get a better mindset? Like, what is it going to be? Like, how do I even measure that? Let alone how do we actually go into that? And since developing the Health IQ Map and going over the last couple of years, I've found a couple of different models, developmental models, that allow us to actually start measuring where people are at. But the Enneagram is a really good model. It's a tool, right? It's not the be-all and end-all by any fucking stretch of the imagination, but it is simply a tool, and it's a great developmental tool, because what we see within the Enneagram, which is similar to a personality type indicator, is a horizontal and a vertical model. Now, a horizontal model means that here are all the different types. None better, none worse. They're just the different types that we see. And so that makes a lot of people happy, because it means that no one is better than anyone else. The interesting thing around the Enneagram is that it also then becomes a vertical model, and what it shows is 9 levels of healthiness, or 9 levels of integration, disintegration, basically. And because that we ourselves are very fluid and dynamic beings, and we're constantly growing, evolving, and changing, and shifting, and our days can add different stresses and also have different winds or whatever, we ourselves are extremely dynamic. So it shows this like compatibility to move freely between some different types throughout the day or throughout our life, and as we grow and mature, and the more self-work and personal development that we do, it allows us to move even further forward towards what they call on the Enneagram, and I would align with that, essence. People might call it spirit or soul or oneness, maybe something along those lines. I simply call it essence, as in like my true essence, without the egoic structures, without the egoic frames, without all the bullshit limiting beliefs that I had developed from my youth that helped me build conditional esteem or conditional confidence or conditional happiness or conditional love. Without any of that shit, my true essence as a human being showing up in this moment right now. And so that's what I mean when I talk about that. That's what I mean when I talk about moving towards being true, being honest, and being your self. The self, S-E-L-F, is simply just the other word for essence, right? The self is the being without the egoic structures. And sometimes we fall into a trap of thinking that ego is like thinking I'm better than someone else, or maybe it's thinking that I deserve more, or that I'm not humble or something. But even what we need to see is that egoic structures are really normal things that allow us to gel into society. It's not a good or bad thing. In calling them good or bad is very egoic. It's simply looking at it and going, they're just structures that we learnt that helped us deal with reality. A lot of the time, as you may have heard me mention before, they tie into our persona, hence our personality. And our persona is simply a mask. So this is why I say that we don't have a personality. We do a personality. Because if we grew up somewhere else in a different household, we would have a variable, like a different personality. Now, I'm not talking a 180 degree flip different. It would probably have a particular amount of sort of nature within us, but there's a heavy amount of nurture that has really gone into developing our personalities. And so the idea of the Enneagram with a vertical model is it allows us to move towards true essence, which is the openness, the love, the connectedness, the oneness of our true being without the egoic structures getting in the way of that. Whether that be, it could be a whole range of things, that the list is endless. So that's the reason why, in a nutshell, or a 5-minute podcast, why I would use something like the Enneagram, because it does see human beings as fluid, dynamic beings, as opposed to simply you're a type A, type B, C, D, or disc profiling, or Myers and Briggs, etc. And so what it allows us to do is start to see ourselves, because the whole idea with something like the Enneagram is to grab that and then use it for ourselves, not to grab it and read it and start thinking about everyone else and how it's going to help everyone else and how you're going to go out there and tell everyone about it so they can go and free themselves or some shit. Like, there's so many egoic structures in that framework right there that it's just like, we need to learn to use this for ourselves. Everything we talk about here is for ourselves. And it's like, oh, I don't want to be selfish. It's like, we have no idea about how much working on ourselves is one of the most selfless things that we can do. By doing so, we enable ourselves to be free of pain, free of unnecessary suffering. And in doing that, we actually empower other people to take care and take ownership of their own bullshit and their own pain, rather than being over responsible for it. You know, it's really bittersweet, but it's not. It's just utterly beautiful, really. And so the Enneagram is a perfect step for that. And I've used it for the Health IQ map because it allows us to start seeing the levels of healthiness, right? And so the different types, there's 9. We'll start at 1. People go, well, of course you start at 1. But actually, because there's different, there's a head, heart, and gut types, right? So body types or feeling types or thinking types. And so often people will start at 2 because 8, 9, and 1 are all body types. But either way, let's start at 1. So 1's the reformer, 2's the helper, 3's the achiever, type 4 is the individualist, type 5 is the investigator, type 6 is the loyalist, type 7 is the enthusiast, type 8's the challenger, and type 9's the peacemaker. Now each one of these has a path of integration, so healthiness, how that person would probably act when they've done a fair amount of developmental work and self-work, and they're in a place of security. And also they have a path of disintegration, which is leads often to another number and particular traits, and that's what that person may do and may lean into based on stress and feeling unsafe. And so when we can look at it like that, it's not about going, this is a lower or a higher individual. It's like, this person's done X amount of work on themselves and they've faced their demons. They've done some courageous inner work. And because of that, people go, it's really courageous. It's like, fuck yeah, it is. Majority of the world throughout time has avoided it. So fuck yeah, it is. Right? And so our ability to continually chip away at that and see that and have this continual process unfolding towards our own true essence is not a selfish fucking endeavor. It is one of the most selfless things that you can do for those around you and for yourself, right? So looking at these 3, 6, and 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 levels, there's 3 sets of 3. The top three, levels 1, 2, and 3 for each type is the healthiest levels, right? The most essence, the least amount of egoic structures. We then have 4, 5, and 6, which is the average levels. Now, this is where you'll probably catch most people. Most people you deal with day to day are going to be somewhere between there. The interesting thing to take into account is that we're going to have a bandwidth. So we might have the ability to reach a peak state at maybe a level 3 or level 2, but then we're also going to then fall back to something like a 5, potentially under stress, right? And it's all contextual. And so the more work we do, the more we can free ourselves of the bullshit that keeps us pinned to lower numbers. And so this is the beauty of something like this, because it gives us not just an understanding of maybe some of the personality traits that we lean into or do, but also how to free ourselves from the egoic structures that make us cling and hold on to these states and these traits that fucking hold us back to the past rather than living in the present moment. If you haven't already, the Enneagram to do would be called the Rahiti one, R-H-E-T-I. It's a 40-minute test. It'll cost you like $12 or $14 depending which country you're in. And it'll help you get the most out of the next few podcasts as well. I'll put it in the group again this week coming, the Facebook group that is Mood Prep Online. So if you're not there yet, jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online, you'll see the post, but join the conversation. But the most important thing to take out of this is understanding that this allows us, like I was talking about with the Health IQ map, is to start to measure our own developmental work, right? There's other models, such as Wilbur Coombs' Lattice, or Claire Graves' Spiral Dynamics, that talk about levels of consciousness. Both of those do. And these are both really valid and interesting models as well that I highly recommend looking into. But the Enneagram is a good model for this because it shows us our different traits that we may lean into based on stress and security. And then it shows how we can move forward in developmental parts of our own life to further enhance our experience of our life. And that's why it's beautiful, and that's why I use it. But I think on that note, I think that's it. I think that's me done. If you have any questions on this, which I'm hoping you may do, I would love to hear them. So jump on the Facebook group that I mentioned earlier, search Mood Prep Online, jump in there. I would be more than happy to answer any questions you have on this so far. Otherwise, we'll get started tomorrow with Type 1. Until then, team, you know the deal. Peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Beyond blinded, beyond learned, beyond bridled and unburned.